good afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Ebbsport campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I'm your host, Surjeet Atwal. I have a great episode for you today. An interview with the Honorable Pam Alexis, the Minister of Agriculture for the province of British Columbia. I have the great privilege and pleasure to be joined by the Honorable Pam Alexis, Agriculture Minister of British Columbia. Thank you, ma'am, for joining us.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. And thank you for being the very first radio interview with my new role as minister. So thank you for that.
My very first question is, can you provide an update to our listeners about the government's compensation program for farmers that were affected by the Fraser Valley flooding last year?
I can provide some update in that every farm that has made an application has been visited, and there's still some farms that have another visit or two that will likely occur in order to receive compensation. There are a number of applications that have been fulfilled, and people have received some compensation or all the compensation that was requested. So, but it is still not done yet. It's coming. Some of the cases have been very complex. So we are absolutely committed to working through that as quickly as possible.
And what is your message to farmers in the Fraser Valley that have not yet received their compensation package from the government of BC?
Please be patient. There are likely is another visit by the ministry to capture as much information as possible so that compensation is possible. So just bear with us. We're I would say 60%, perhaps more, through the process. And we will be looking to finish up as soon as possible.
And how do you find the federal government's role in this? Are they willing partners in helping you guys?
So the federal government came pretty much immediately. I believe that announcement was after Christmas last year, where the package for to help the farmers with recovery was announced, I guess it was January, February of last year. And so, yes, the federal government has been at the table. Minister Bubeau came immediately to the site to visit her, firsthand. I was with her when we went through some of the farms to see firsthand the devastation. And so there was a financial commitment within, I would say, 3 months, I think it was, of the actual disaster. So yes, the feds have been at the table right since the beginning.
As we know that there was a lot of damage on farms because of the flood, there was also a lot of animals that have that lost their lives because of that. And what kind of compensation will the government be providing to farmers that lost livestock?
As far as the livestock goes, it's the same as if you were in the crop sector of the farming, that there would be compensation based on your, I would think, the income tax returns of the previous year or the year before. So all of that is based on, of course, the paperwork around keeping the animals and the costs associated.
What step has the government of BC taken to ensure the kind of situation that farmers faced last year because of the Fraser Valley flooding does not occur again?
As far as infrastructure, repairs, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So I have met with the new Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness. That's Bowen Ma. And we have gone through the list that was submitted by the city of Abbotsford, prioritizing, of course, the work that needs to be done to protect the community in the future. And also the Fraser Valley Regional District has also given government a list of the areas and the regions that were impacted, certainly by slide or by the change of water course kind of thing. So we need to make sure that areas are protected and farmland isn't flooded. And so we are working on the list of the infrastructure pieces that have to be completed. So by that I mean by dikes, et cetera, et cetera. So there is a federal and provincial committee that's looking at this and has done right since the very beginning. And so there will be, I expect, some news shortly about what's going to be tackled first.
And some farmers have been complaining that not sure if they can plant their berries now and how secure that would be. What would your message to those farmers be?
I would say that, you know, what we experienced, certainly we are experiencing climate change, and the event that we saw in November of last year, 2021, was incredibly significant. But I would say that I would plant, I would make sure that I have insurance, crop insurance, to help protect my investment. And you know, do what you need to do in order to continue being a farmer. And if there are further supports, please reach out and let us know what it is that we can do to make you feel more at ease about planting that crop. Because my mandate's been very clear from the Premier that we want to see an increase in food production. We want I, certainly we experience through the atmospheric river the issue of food security, as we saw in COVID. So people are very concerned about access to food, and they, as the premier is concerned, we need to address this. So we need to make sure that we produce more, that we produce certainly locally, that we produce using the best possible methods in processing. And we're looking at the entire processing situation as to where it would be best suited. So there's all kinds of different things that we're looking at to help support the farmer and to provide an opportunity for the farmer to produce even more. So I would say, to that farmer, please continue doing what you do. But if you feel there's something specific that we can offer to make you feel more comfortable, then please reach out and tell us.
I wanted to have a follow-up on that. You just mentioned food security, and we have faced several crises in the last few years. First started with COVID, and now then climate change, because BC is dealing with effects of climate change, with the Fraser Valley flooding and now the snowstorm that we faced. What kind of steps will you be taking as the government of BC to ensure our food security is safe and stable going forward?
So again, working with the new ministry, I mean, this is so important that a new ministry was created, the Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness. And so we will be working very closely together to ensure that people are protected. And I think the issues, of course, were around access, having Highway 1 closed for so long between Chilliwack and Abbotsford was extremely impactful to our farmers in the Fraser Valley. So we need to address this and be ready, of course, for future events. And so that's what we're going to be looking at. But my job will be to support the farmer, however that looks.
And what is your final message to people listening to this interview today?
Well, final message might be that we have an absolutely great event happening next week at TradeX, the Pacific Agricultural Show, which runs January 26th to the 28th. It's a great opportunity for the community and the surrounding community to come and take a look at some of the equipment that farmers use, talk to farmers, and just engage. It is a really great event. I speak there a couple of times. I'm there on the Thursday and the Saturday, and it's always such a popular event. So get to know your farmer. We appreciate the farmer so much, and I know the community does as well. But my message is that please join me in attending that event, and I hope you run this before the event takes place.
This will be running tomorrow.
Ah, perfect.
Thank you for doing this. I know you have been super, super busy. So thank you once again.
You're most welcome, and I hope to speak to you again.
I'm hoping to do the same. So thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
You too, and have a great rest of the new year.
Thank you so much, and to you too.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you.